The Dan Gaffney Program at 844. And let's take a call from New York, somewhere in New York. Hello, thanks for joining our show. Hi.
Hi, Dan. It's Jack the Rat. How are you?
Hello, Jack. What's up?
I just wanted to say happy birthday to Larry in Millsboro. I miss him very much, and I miss Delaware. Can't wait to get back.
Now, why did you leave Delaware?
Well, my daughter just had a baby, so I came up to New York to become a grandma.
So you're on a little trip, or did you move there?
I'm on a little trip, but I took an apartment, so I wouldn't have to stay with anybody. I'll be here for I'll be back in April. Yeah.
Well, that's more than just a trip. That you've relocated, right? You've relocated.
Well, kind of. My heart's still in Delaware, and I think, you know, I wish I would have just come up to visit. I really went too aggressively on getting this apartment. New York's not what it used to be.
And where are you in New York?
Long Island.
Okay, so you're on Long Island, and is it your son or daughter that had a baby?
My daughter had a beautiful baby girl named Mia.
Okay. And you are grandma, so you wanted to be there, I guess, initially to help out a little?
I wanted to help her, but I also wanted to be here for the first Christmas. And the traveling back and forth was a little too much for me. I'm not a very good driver, so I decided to stay.
I see. So you stayed. Yes. You actually got your own apartment, and you're there through at least April.
April. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I live with Larry in Millsboro. We have a beautiful house there, and I miss him. It's his birthday, and
hey, Larry.
I just wanted to say hi.
Yes, do we know Larry, or is just a guy you lived with here?
Mm-hmm. No, he's a caller. We would listen to your show every day down there.
Larry,
he calls in on Monday mornings.
Okay, well, Larry in Millsboro, first of all, happy birthday. Second of all, this is very interesting that Jack the Rat is kind of relocated temporarily. And so when is your lease up there?
It's up in April.
I see. And that's when
April 1.
You're most likely going to come back at that time?
I believe so.
Yeah. And Larry will welcome you back with open arms back to his place.
That's what he says, Dan. That's what he says.
Now, how often are you seeing your little Mia, the grandchild?
Well, I'm very close to her, and I see her a few times a week, and I'm babysitting Saturday all day for the first time.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is wonderful.
Wow, that's quite the commitment. Do you have any other grandchildren?
No, this was my first.
Your first one.
That's why I went overboard, I believe.
Right. When, you know, that I'm fascinated by this, and I keep wanting to talk to you about it.
Please do.
When did you go overboard? Now, you went up for a visit, but then when did you decide you went overboard? When did you decide to rent an apartment and stay?
Well, it was when I drove up, and the drive was just ridiculous. You know, I have a truck, I have a Jeep, it's a Hemi, it's a strong car, but the way that people are driving now, I couldn't do it anymore. You've got people who, nobody signals, it's just, the New Jersey Turnpike is a death trap. So I said, you know what, I can't do the back and forth, let me just come and make a commitment. And hopefully Larry won't get married in the meantime.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too much, Dan. The roads are treacherous. I wasn't doing much anyway in Delaware except, you know, keeping a low profile due to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, I miss my family. And I wanted to be here for Christmas. That was the main objective.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be there for Christmas. Now, is there a chance that Larry might be meeting another woman?
Yes, there's always that chance.
Because I noticed it didn't go unnoticed that you said, as long as Larry doesn't get married to someone else. You let that kind of slip out there. I heard that.
Well, you know, we have an agreement. Let's hope he holds to it. And he appreciates my efforts to wish him a happy birthday in a big way.
Yeah. I think it's a big big deal. Larry's birthday today. What do you think he's going to do? Where does Larry like to go and hang out?
Larry is more of a, you know, he's more of an at-home guy. He's in the middle of doing a painting project. So I believe he'll be painting a room for his birthday.
All right. Well, very good. He doesn't hang out at that, what's that bar on the water down at Potnets?
Yeah, we've been there. Yeah, you're talking about,
Paradise Grill.
Paradise Grill. We've been there a few times, but, you know, I don't think he would venture out to a club without me, a bar, a club.
Right.
But we'll see. I hope he does something great.
He could always come visit you.
Well, I hope he does. And I've been asking him to come on up, and I hope he makes the effort.
How long were you two a couple before you split to see the grandbaby?
Well, we've been on and off for 10 years. But I had sold everything in New York, my car, my home. I packed up a few possessions and went down to live with him in Delaware. He had been there 3 years already.
Mm.
I stayed 2 years with him. And those 2 years were tough. I miss my family. I miss New York.
Meet in New York first?
Yes, we did.
Okay, you met in New York. He retired down here, I take it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you decided
to come. He's been there 5 years.
Okay, so you followed him down, sold everything, followed him down. A couple of years,
mm-hmm.
getting a little antsy, got a grandbaby coming. You moved back,
mm-hmm.
and now you're separated mm-hmm. and separated. And is absence mm-hmm. making the heart grow fonder, or are you concerned that absence is making the heart grow farther apart?
No, actually, it's true. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. Well, it was a very nice thing to call the radio show to say happy birthday to him. So, look, Jack the Rat, thanks. A little insight into your life, and congratulations on Mia. And I hope you enjoy your time with her. Precious. Beautiful.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you.
I'll be listening to you on my computer every day. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Great to have you listening here on the Dan Gaffney program. How about that? How about it? All right. Retiree love story. Thank you, Jack the Rat. And happy birthday, Larry in Millsboro. Delaware 105.9, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Hi.
Did she say if Larry comes up to see her?
Yes.
She did. I missed that. I don't know how I did that.
What do you mean? If Larry comes up to see her, what? She's in New York.
In New York.
Yeah, she was in she's in Long Island. They have a place together. She moved in with him. But she moved out to go see the grandchild and decided to stay. And so now she's calling, and I mentioned something Larry could visit. And that's when she said something about Larry visiting. What struck you? What struck you about all of that? What did you think?
Well, I just find it so odd. I don't know why. I just, for that length of time, if he mattered to her.
Right. If he mattered to her, is it surprising to you that she just took an apartment to stay and used the drive as an excuse? Is that surprising?
Yes. Very much so.
Right, because around Christmas, you could be here now, but at Christmas, you could go up at an Airbnb for a couple of weeks, right? I mean, if you wanted to go up for Christmas.
Right, and he could go with you for a couple of days. But right. To get an apartment, that's a little iffy.
Okay. I don't know really what's
going
on.
That's my opinion only.
Right. It was a very interesting peek into someone's life. And not putting it down, it's just a lot of us, you know, probably are have questions, right? Next text. Pure hate, less than veiled hate. Right. Oh, that's on the movie ticket price thing. From Harry, not of Magnolia, Dan, this is fascinating. Ask, what does she do in her spare time when not with the baby or family? That would have been a good one for the caller, Jack the Rat. Bonnie is on the air here. Hi, Bonnie. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Great to hear from you. I've got less than a minute. What's on your mind?
How you feel?
I feel fabulous. How do you feel?
I feel fabulous, too. Just so you're fabulous, I'm fabulous.
All right. Everybody's fab.
Bye-bye.
What's that?
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's it. She knows how to be short and sweet and work the clock. It's 9 o'clock. Got to go at Delaware 1059.